Did you check this equal, the supplemental on civil rights on the new commission and the Civil Rights Commission? The money that
I have seen a copy of the memo that came, maybe a week or so ago, and went over it with not too much detail, but everything seemed to fit just right, and I saw no problem.
Looks like to me a hell of a lot of money.
It is quite a bit, but of course the
many times more than the committee spending. They sure ought to look at it because they're going to get pounced on it. And I think you got a bunch of adventurous folks that are not too prudent on it. I'm going to go on and send it up, but you better take a look at it. Kermit Gordon down in my office, and they said you on the way down to Valenti's office, and I thought you'd run into him.
All right,
If he hadn't gone, you ought to talk to him. And you better talk to the Civil Rights Commission and Hobart Taylor and that group and see who in the hell is making their estimates for them. They talk like they got an oil well somewhere.
Of course, some of these committee things have a little bit of a break because their actual expenses are kind of tucked away in other places, and they borrow people and so forth. And I think all of these were straight front door and very visible. But I will talk to Kermit and catch him on that.
$2 million, though. $2,500,000. This commission's a pretty good sum of money.
Well, it is. They've got pretty ambitious ideas, but
yeah.
To Governor Hodges' credit, he started holding back on some, and I think that...
Well, he's another outfit. He's a conciliation. I'm talking about the Equal Opportunity Commission and the Civil Rights Commission.
Oh, yeah, those are different.
Yeah.
Hodges
started
pulling his back.
Oh, yeah, he just got $1 million. The whole conciliation service got $1.1 million. And his commissioner doesn't even have any enforcement power for a year. All it does is education's got $2.5 million. It's the point I'm making. Somebody ought to get their teeth into it.
Okay, well, I haven't gone over in any real
detail. If you can locate Kermit, and then you talk civil rights, and talk to Hobart, and tell them that I think their estimates are fantastic.
All right.
Okay.
I've got a report on that St. Augustine thing. I talked to Governor Bryan.
Yeah.
And first of all, he's sending people in.
Good.
Second of all, some of the information we had, he checked out, called back, and said he's glad to say that wasn't quite right. And he's got a real problem, he said, because a lot of these people are just picketing up and down in front of these restaurants. They're not intimidating anybody, but they're just having signs saying, you know, don't go in there and eat with the black folks. But he called back.
They're going to do a lot of damage, and they're going to hurt themselves a lot just by raising hell. They got a legitimate thing, go in, and if somebody doesn't serve them, tell the FBI about it. But don't just get a bunch of damn pickets and march them down place. They're just getting everybody angry. Dave Lawrence in here this afternoon, he says people are just going to get mad as hell the way they're acting on some of these things.
Well, Brian called back at 6 o'clock and said that he talked to some of the people who make the decisions down there, and they're not going to have any pickets. They're pulling them all off, because they've got two court cases going, and they've persuaded them that the smart way to oppose it, these white people who have been picketing, is to do it in the courts and not ruin the reputation of the community anymore, and let these businessmen go ahead and let the Negroes be served.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.